essential to explaining European integration, but imports even more so than exports. Dominant though German goods became in Western European markets, the Federal Republic was even more dominant as a market for Western European goods. As far as the rate of growth of foreign trade is concerned, Western Europe in the 1950s needed Germany even more than Germany needed Western Europe. Table 4.3 gives an overall impression of the importance to Western European countries of their export growth to the Federal Republic. It shows the relative rate of increase of exports to the Federal Republic compared to that of exports to other areas. The increases are measured in current values on the assumption that in a non-inflationary era, these will fairly reflect the true relative values of the goods. Finding an appropriate period over which to measure is a difficult problem to which there is no entirely satisfactory answer. In 1950, the Federal Republic had a deficit on commodity trade caused by a massive influx of imports, which must be described as untypical because they fulfilled the demand which was not translated.